Well, it is a great privilege to be here at this beautiful church of St. Mary's. It's a very large parish with, I think, almost 5,000 families. My own parish of Holy Trinity in the Diocese of Arlington, Virginia, is not quite as large, about 3,000 families, but it's a very young parish. We have 1,400 children in the religious ed program. I've had the privilege now of being there 8 years, and I've had the opportunity to baptize 1,200 babies in the parish. I just told the deacon the other day again that everybody was pregnant in the parish except for me and him. I've been here a few times to the Phoenix area, back in 1993 to speak at the Rosary Sunday, and again in 2003 I was at the Convention Center for the Rosary Sunday. But it's great to be here for this Eucharistic Congress, and after Mass this evening and tomorrow night and Friday night, I'll be giving three talks. Tonight is about the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Tomorrow night, the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And Friday night, Holy Communion. So tonight, the Holy Sacrifice. Tomorrow, the Holy Presence. And Friday, Holy Communion. Just a thought about the Gospel tonight. The Gospel and the first reading are about Jonah and how Christ said there is a greater than Jonah here. I remember Bishop Sheen telling the story once that he was preaching about Jonah and how he had spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, and a heckler stood up in the back of church and said, "Bishop Sheen, how in the world did, you know, Jonah spend 3 days in the belly of a whale?" And the bishop said, "Well, I don't know, but when I get to heaven, I'll ask him." And the heckler said, "Well, what if he's not up there?" And Bishop Sheen said, "Then you'll be able to ask him." There are three points that really come to me when I read this reading about Jonah. And why? What's the similarity between Christ and Jonah? The first one, really, is that Jonah preached repentance. He walked through the city of Nineveh, which was a huge city. It took 3 days to walk through it. And he told the people, "Repent of your evil ways, otherwise you will perish." So Jonah was a sign of repentance. He was a prophet. And he told people to repent of their sins, to convert their heart, and turn to God. Well, Jesus fulfills that. Not only was he, of course, a great teacher, and obviously the greatest teacher imaginable, but Jesus is the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity who became flesh, greater than all the prophets, greater than Jonah. And the Lord preached repentance. "Repent," Jesus said, "the kingdom of heaven is at hand." So Jesus is the fulfillment of Jonah. Jonah preached repentance. Jesus preached repentance. And it's during the Lenten season that this message comes home again. Repent. Go to confession. Turn away from sin. Be faithful to the gospel. The second thought that comes in my mind when I read this passage is that Jesus fulfills the Old Testament typology of Jonah, because just as Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the whale, so Jesus was 3 days in the belly of the earth from Good Friday until Sunday morning. And then just as Jonah came forth from the whale, that prefigures Christ coming forth from the tomb. So the resurrection, even though Jesus died on the cross on Good Friday for our sins to open the gates of heaven, he did not remain dead. But the resurrection, he came forth from the belly of the earth and was resurrected. And lastly, the third thought that comes to my mind whenever I read this passage is, what is the sign of Jonah in our modern day scientific age? I once read an article, and it was simply entitled, "The Sign of Jonah." And the article was all about the Shroud of Turin, the Holy Shroud of Turin, the burial cloth of Christ. And if you read the scientific evidence for the Shroud of Turin, that is the sign of Jonah. I mean, all the scientific evidence points to the authenticity of the shroud. The only thing that didn't was the carbon dating done, 10 or 15 years ago? And most scientists have now rejected that as being erroneous for many, many reasons. So the sign of Jonah, the Shroud of Turin, that moment that is captured on the shroud of the bodily resurrection of Christ, when his soul came back into his body, which let off such a burst of light, heat, power, radiation, that scorched this image immediately upon the shroud. That's the sign of the resurrection, the sign of Jonah. God bless you.